A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard how it was said, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I say this to you, offer the wicked man no resistance. On the contrary, if anyone hits you on the right cheek, offer him the other as well. If a man takes you to law and would have your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone orders you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to anyone who asks, and if anyone wants to borrow, do not turn away." The Gospel of the Lord. The Congregation of Our Lady of Mercy, which I serve here in Springs, in Gauteng, in South Africa, knows immediately what I am going to say when I announce the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. They know the first words of my sermon will usually be, "When we encounter Jesus speaking in Matthew, we must always be aware of the sting in the tail." For it is particularly in Matthew's Gospel that Jesus is this rabbinical teacher who loves throwing paradoxes so as to expand people's understanding of God and also to lead them into self-examination, as any good teacher of the faith should do. And today's gospel certainly not only has one sting in the tail, it is nothing but sting. And if we think that today's gospel might assuage some of our desires for revenge and for getting back at people, because Jesus quotes the lex talonis, the law of the talon, which comes to us from Moses, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, limb for a limb, life for life. And we use that law so readily to exact revenge, to give a death for a death when it comes to capital crimes, rather than to literally follow what the law says, a life for a life. And there's the sting. The sting lies in the end of that law. With the others, we can say, "Yes, you poked my eye out, I'll poke your eye out. You chopped my hand off, I'll chop your hand off." But think about that for a moment. If we do that literally and consistently, we would be walking around without hands, teeth, feet, if one can walk around without feet, eyes, and full limbs. We would simply be little torsos rolling around, knocking our heads on the ground. That is the logical consequence of reading this simply literally. And the paradox is we have to read it literally to understand it, because the key is life for a life. To supply the replacement to a life that is lost, rather than taking away the life of the perpetrator. And of course, if the perpetrator can supply the financial means, as well as the broader human means to support a family that has tragically been robbed of a life, then let them do it. And let them do it from incarceration. Let them do it from a place where they can no longer harm anyone. Let them work their little rear ends off to fill the lack they have created by taking a life. For it is a life for a life, not a death for a death. And the lex talonis then leads us to self-examination when we start from the sting in the tail. Now, it's quite easy in our day and age to replace teeth when they get knocked out. But we're still not to the point where we can restore sight to somebody we have blinded. But we can give them that support which maintains the fullness of their dignity, which allows them to function fully in society and not be totally burdened or broken by their blindness. And of course, whether we have caused the blindness or not, we are still responsible for attributing the fullness of human dignity to all vulnerable people. And the other basketful of stings in this particular gospel and these sayings of Jesus comes with us offering no resistance to the enemy. And it is what I call the Mother of Moses move. The only way to truly highlight an unjust law is to obey it down to its last full stop, comma, semicolon, and subparagraph. For when Moses was an infant and Pharaoh ordered all the boy children to be thrown into the Nile, that is exactly what his mother did. The fact that the Pharaoh did not prohibit the children being thrown into the Nile surrounded by a waterproof basket is, of course, the way in which the unjust law was subverted in obeying it. And even an unjust regime based on power and domination, as the Romans were, had their laws limiting the amount of oppression that could be put down upon the people that they have conquered. And so a soldier could make you carry a burden, but only for a certain distance, after which that soldier was in breach of his law. So if you carried the burden for further than you should, then of course it is the oppressor who gets the trouble. There was a law about returning the cloak of somebody who had given their clothing as a pledge for a loan, so that they should not be cold. If you do not take back your cloak, the loan shark gets pointed out as the irresponsible, oppressive loan shark that that person is. Jesus uses the Mother of Moses option. And we can imagine that Matthew's congregation, hearing these words, would know to apply them to what they suffer in terms of persecution, to be able to push the injustice to that point where it becomes ridiculous in everybody's eyes. Jesus is saying extremely revolutionary things here. But the most revolutionary is that we must examine ourselves and not justify ourselves before God and before one another. The lex talionis leads to so much self-justification in terms of people who seek revenge, the reinstatement of the death penalty, and all sorts of things. And the death penalty is an argument I have had with my family here in South Africa, where we do face tremendous crimes and horrors of people being tortured. And many members of my family are very strongly in favor of the death sentence coming back. And my perennial challenge is, yes, you think of the death sentence as only applying to black criminals. I can guarantee you that the first white person, an Afrikaans speaker, as my family are, and Afrikaans speaker to be sentenced to death, you will be demonstrating outside the Supreme Court. When it involves others, we can be very retributive. But we are called to examine ourselves in making the world more just according to the mind of God. And one of the ways to achieve that justice is to show how petty and miserable injustice is. So let us examine ourselves. Let us not be afraid of injustice, but let us seek the ways in which that injustice can be undermined, for unjust laws, as St. Thomas taught, are irrational. And the best thing we can do about injustice is make it the world's laughingstock. Examine ourselves and look at the world through the eyes of Jesus, bringing about justice, encouraging us in our journey to truly live the image and likeness of the just Creator and God of all, embedded in the very heart of our being. Amen.